This is my time. These people are here because of the WWE characters, not just the Ultimate Warrior, but all the other ones throughout the years, throughout the almost 30 years of WrestleManias now. Next year is the 30th WrestleMania, right? WrestleMania 30 next year? You don't know? Is it?
Yeah.
Well, that's somewhat of an anniversary for every year, isn't it? A few weeks ago, I was in L.A., in New York, and I did a number of different interviews. Maybe some of you were there, and I sat down and did interviews with you, and I've got asked a bunch of different questions, but a lot of the questions were the same, and they had to do with, what was my favorite match, who was my toughest opponent, what was this match like, what was it like being on the road, what was it like to be in the WWF back at the time, those different things. They had a big life-size poster hanging up behind me, and a lot of the interviewers would point to it and say, you know, when you look at that, what does it mean to you? What do you think about? And I think there was one interviewer I actually asked the guy, would it upset you if it doesn't mean to me when I look at it what it means to you or what it means to other people, wrestling fans or people who have been fans of WWE and the wrestling characters, fans of the Ultimate Warrior, fans of the other characters? Would you be upset if it didn't mean to me the same thing that it means to you? Because it doesn't in a lot of ways and for a lot of different reasons. Reasons and experiences I never expected to have, but did have. And sat back and paid attention to. One of the best things I've ever done in my life, and one of the things I think is most important to your life, is to pay attention to your experiences. And I paid attention to every single experience I had creating and performing that character. And that's why that character still holds a special place in the minds and hearts of people today. Because that went in to the creating and performing that character every single night. It taught me about life. People will ask me, they know some of the story behind why I left the WWF, had my fights and my outs with Vince McMahon. People have different hold on to different versions of why I'm not in the WWF or left before my time was actually over, being able to create and perform that character. They have that, but then they go up, everybody always, inevitably, they go on to ask, how, Warrior, could you go on and do anything else in your life? I mean, you did that, you were great at that. It seems like that's all that you could do. They asked me how. And I think that's so sad and unfortunate. And I think when that character, the reason why that character is so popular and people want to use that character in that game, because that character embodies a spirit that it can do anything. With the right attitude, the right intensity, the right belief in themselves, always believe being something that I've used as a catchphrase for over 20 years that came out of having done that character. And I never forgot that. I didn't understand it. It's impossible to understand. Anybody in here my age now, I'm 54. Some of you may be close to that age or in your 40s. Some of you are much younger, in your 20s. I was 30 years old when I wrestled Hulk Hogan at WrestleMania. A lot of stuff that came out of that, the experiences leading up to it, I never had in my life. And I didn't have another male figure, father, role model to turn to help me process those things. I did it myself. But when I was 30 years old, I had no idea that what I was doing was going to stand the test of time and become something that people still wanted to enjoy through video games and other products all these years later, become the iconic pop culture figure that it is. And it is because that character made you believe that you could live a life, do things in your life larger than the life you were actually living. That character was kick-ass all the time. And that character still continues to be my muse in life and inspires me. When I want to thank different people who have affected me through my life, and provided different kinds of wisdom to me about who I've become today as a man, this guy And I know that sounds weird. This guy right here, he's at the top of the list. Top of the list. And I'm so honored that so many people have continued to hold a special place in their heart for that character and are inspired or energized or just jacked up all to hell because that character existed. I'll never, ever forget those times. Never. I'll never forget those times in my life. And everything I learned during that time in the WWF then, now the WWE, is because of those times. Vince McMahon had a vision about creating something of his own that was different from everything else. I want to say sometimes because Walt Disney is a big hero of mine. He's a big hero to my children. In fact, my youngest daughter, Maddie, her nickname is Walt. But I want to say that Vince McMahon is the Walt Disney of wrestling. But he's not. Vince McMahon is the one and only Vince McMahon. And he created the WWE. He created a stage that gave guys like me an opportunity to come and be everything that we could. To believe in ourselves in a way that it didn't matter what everybody else thought. Whatever opinion other people had about what you should do to develop or build not just a career in professional wrestling, but yourself, your life. If you had the guts to say, no, I'm not going to pay attention. I'm going to listen to my own instincts. I'm going to believe in myself. You can make it happen. I remember when I finally went on TV, I did this character called the Dingo Warrior. In Texas before I did The Ultimate Warrior. And I call him the poorer version of The Ultimate Warrior. I was really broke. had very little money, had just enough money to buy a couple strings, find a couple strings someplace, or take them out of my shoes or whatever it was, a couple tubes of paint. And I was there, and I got a guy by the name of George Scott was on his way out of WWF. He had helped Vince McMahon put together the first couple of WrestleManias. And he was going to retire. He was on his way to Florida. And he was a good friend of Fritz Von Erich. Fritz Von Erich was the father of the Von Erich boys. And he was a promoter down in Texas where I was doing the Dingo Warrior thing. And Fritz had asked him to come down there and take over the book, be the booker, meaning that he was the one that would set up the matches, create the soap operas, who was going to be, what baby faces were going to face off against what heels, how they were going to do that kind of thing. And he came down there. And after he'd been there for a couple of months, this wrestler in the office, this old guy in his 70s named Bronco Lubick, who had a successful career in his own back in the 20s and 30s and stuff, he came up to me one night in a real nervous way, and he said, you know, I was listening to George Scott on the phone today, and he was having a conversation, and he was talking to New York, the New York office, they called it. And he said, he was talking about this kid down here who's got everything that it takes. He says, he's raw and everything, but man, this guy could be a superstar. And he said, they were talking about you. And he says, if you tell anybody, I'm going to deny it. I'm going to say that you're lying, that I never told you that. A couple of weeks later, I got a call from Vince and Pat Patterson, and they asked me, what's a Dingo Warrior? I had no freaking idea what a Dingo Warrior was. And that's a whole other story of telling you how Dingo Warrior came to be. But they were doing a show in Tyler, Texas. WWF was. You had Randy on the card, the Bulldogs on the card, Coco Beware, King Kong Bundy, I think at the time, some other guys. Tyler, Texas was a place we went to like every week. We go down there. I showed up. I put my gear on. A yes, sir, no, sir to everybody. But when I went to the ring, that Dingo Warrior character got one hell of a pop. And that's what led to me getting an opportunity in the WWF. For 8 months, they kept me off the TV. Testing me in all kinds of different ways. Going day after day without sleep, seeing if I'd still make it to the gym, still see if I'd do the things it took to continue to eat right, show up at the arena every night, have a good attitude, not get tired. And I remember when I finally made it on TV and I started going out there, well, prior to when I went on TV, I would go out there and I started finding my character, what this Ultimate Warrior character was going to be. I started shaking those ropes. Remember the Ultimate Warrior character shook the ropes? And every night I came back out of the ring, there was some veteran there telling me, three or four of them lined up, telling me, you know what? My name was Jim at the time. My name today, legally, has been 20 years has been Warrior. It's a surname of my kids, my family. That's their last name. It's on their birth certificate. It means something to me. They would say, Jim, you better quit shaking those ropes. Because you look like an absolute moron. You look like an idiot. And you'll never make it in this business. I would yes, sir, no, sir, then. Next night I would go out. For some unexplainable reason, when I got close to those ropes, I had to grab them and start shaking them. I couldn't control myself. And it wasn't long before I carried a whole entirely unique, different gear bag than everybody else. And that character got to become what it finally became. In the video game, when you sit down and you play that character, I want you to think about what it makes me think about. It makes me think about when I didn't have any money to put three or four strings on my arms, when I didn't have the money to do the custom outfits and spend $2,000 and $3,000 and $5,000 on a duster. I didn't have a whole bag filled with paints. It reminds me that even when I was in the WWF and before I got on TV, I would wrestle in the big cities like Boston, 20,000 people in the Boston Gardens. I didn't have the money to stay in a hotel. I slept in my car. I want you to think about the sacrifices I made. I want you to think about that for 5 or 6 years of a run, I slept 3 hours a night to make that thing happen. That character taught me that you can do more than you think you can. That you can work harder than you think you can. You can believe deeper than you do right now. And you can do something different from everybody else on this whole freaking planet. That's what that character means to me when I look at it. It means to me not to be embarrassed by being different. It means to me that you're created in a unique, special way. And guess what? You're not created the way you are to come here and squander it in your life. So when you go to work and you do your thing, you write for your magazine columns, you create your games and developers, whatever you do, whenever you have an idea that sounds too far out there, I want you to remember that Parts Unknown wasn't far enough out there. That's what I want my character to make you think about. I don't want my character to make you think that that is better than you. I want that character to make you think that you can be just as good and great and one of a kind as it. Thank you, and I appreciate you all coming tonight.